So in this video, I wanted to show you how you could use ChatGPT or other LLMs, large language model type of AI software or programs or apps or whatever. But I wanted to show you how you can use it for writing, specifically for tasks, right? So a lot of times I talk about writing as I think we have to get away from this idea of essay writing because essays are actually not that common in real life. They're a good skill to practice, and a lot of the skills there, you're going to use them in other places, such as emails, reports, writing speeches, and so on. Don't really want to focus on essay writing at this moment. I want you to think of tasks that you have to do using writing. So I'm going to start with the common example of something that's probably a lot of students worry about is email writing, but this can also apply to writing text messages or reports or anything else. So let's think of emails, okay? So the first thing we want to do is we want to think of a real life situation, okay? A lot of times, again, with essays, is it doesn't really have, maybe the essay is about something real, but you don't really send essays to anybody typically, right? Unless maybe you're having a breakup text message and maybe you send a 500 or 1,000 word message to that person. But typically you don't write essays. So let's start with an email. I'm going to think of a situation. It's realistic. It's not a real situation for me, but I think it's a very common, realistic situation. Let's imagine it's a teacher. Okay. So the teacher in the room next to me plays her music very loud during class. It bothers me and my students. I want to tell this person I'm sorry. And let's actually open this up a little. Let's zoom in a little bit. I've already told my coworker. We'll call her Sandy. Let's say asked. I've already asked my coworker several times to turn down the music, but she said her students don't mind and insist it's not loud. However, I find it hard to focus when her music is playing very loud. Unfortunately, the principal of my school, so I'm a teacher, likes Sandy and gives her favorable treatment. I need to officially notify Sandy through email, the principal, through email about this situation without causing too many problems. I want to sound professional. Okay, so let's see what it says. Okay, so here's an email template I can use. There's a subject, concern about noise levels during class. I can put dear and then the principal's name. I have an opening here. I hope you're doing well. I'm writing to formally share a concern that is affecting the language learning environment in my classroom. Then, for some time now, there's been consistently loud music coming from the classroom next to mine during instructional time. I've spoken with my colleague Sandy on multiple occasions to request that the volume be lowered. While she mentioned that her students are comfortable with it, the volume remains high enough that it disrupts my teaching and makes it difficult for both me and my students to concentrate. I truly respect Sandy's teaching style and understand that music can be a valuable classroom tool. However, the current volume level seems to be impacting the classroom environment beyond her space. I'm reaching out in the hope that we can find a constructive solution that allows both classes to maintain a productive and respectful atmosphere. Thank you for your time, sincerely, and blah, blah, blah. Now, that's fine. That's a good start. What I always want students to do, however, is if they are using ChatGPT or other LLMs, is I want them to use this as an opportunity, not just to produce something, but also to learn from this experience, getting writing technique suggestions, structure, learning new vocabulary and grammar analysis and things like that. So before we do anything else, let's make sure we ask ChatGPT for guidance on this or an analysis. I'm actually learning English. Please explain this in terms of vocabulary, tone, structure, grammar, etc. Okay, so now let's see what it says. And of course, I'm going to give you a full chat history, which you can read in detail. All of the questions and responses will be available in that transcript, okay? And you can always pause in the video to read this more carefully. Okay, so it's giving me the structure. The email has four parts, so a greeting and an opening, a reason for writing, the details and the context, respectful tone and request, and then a closing. Okay, so that's nice. It's giving me how to organize an email in this situation. It's talking about tone, which is attitude and politeness. What is that kind of feeling of that email? So it is professional, it is neutral and calm, which is good, and it's also polite, and it's giving me some examples. And then here are some specific vocabulary words and phrases. So formally share a concern. It's giving me an explanation. Tell someone about a problem in a serious or official way. And then it gives me the example here. Consistently loud, instructional time. That's good. Colleague, coworker. The volume remains high. So still loud is maybe a little bit too casual. So this is a little bit more formal. Respectful atmosphere. Great. Okay, it's using some grammar here. I've spoken with my colleague Sandy. So I have spoken. Okay, use this to talk about past experiences that still matter now. Great. Okay, polite modals. I'm reaching out in the hope that we can. Okay. Passive voice. So passive voice sounds more formal and focuses on the problem and not who caused it. So this or that has been affecting the learning. That's actually not passive voice, but I think you understand. Anyway, that's one of the limitations as well of ChatGPT and other LLMs is that it's actually not. This is that has been affecting. That's actually not. That's not passive voice, but that's okay. All right, and then it's giving me a summary here. Now, the thing with ChatGPT and other LLMs is that you're not going to get exactly what you want the first time. And sometimes you don't know what you want the first time either. So think of using ChatGPT and other LLMs. Think of this as more of a process where you're asking questions, giving more information, editing, deleting, and so on. It actually takes a lot longer than you realize. I use it all the time for work. I use it a lot for work, but it doesn't mean that I'm cheating because I'm actually still doing a lot of work. ChatGPT is just helping me be, I would say, more efficient. It's almost like an assistant. I still have a lot of the ideas, and I'm constantly having to correct and change things with ChatGPT, ask it for different things. So again, think of it more as a process and not just asking a question and getting your answer immediate. And that's the best one. That's usually not the case. One of the reasons why a lot of people have trouble with ChatGPT, like when students turn in homework using ChatGPT, and the reason why it's usually not good is because I think, not just students, but people in general, I think they're not being careful about it. They're just trying to get the answer pretty quickly. That's not how I want you to use it. I want you to use it, again, it's as a process. Think of it as a process where you're learning and refining, okay? So let's add some more information here. I want to add some more details. I need to add some more details. I wanted to ask Sandy informally because I didn't want to escalate the situation, but Sandy dismissed my concerns several times. My students have complained to me, and I feel like I'm not doing my job as a teacher. We'll stop there. Okay, so it made some changes. Okay. So again, you can pause and read this, or you can read it in the transcript. But anyway, it did make some changes. All right. Okay. So now, please explain the changes you made. Okay. So ongoing, interesting. So ongoing concern. So it's not a one-time problem, but it also sounds professional and adds urgency without sounding emotional. So ongoing is a pretty neutral term that you can use here. Great change. I first tried to address the issue informally, okay? To avoid escalating, all right? Yeah, so she has dismissed my concern multiple times. So dismissed is polite and clear. It shows Sandy ignored my concerns, but again, I'm not using a rude or dramatic language. Ignored could be a little bit strong, so dismissed is a little bit more professional. Okay, some other changes here. And then it's giving me the vocabulary as well. Ongoing concern, dismissed my concerns. Okay. Ooh, constructive solution. Let's go back here. Oh, it didn't mention it here. Okay. I hope we can find a constructive solution, softener phrases. Okay. Anyway, now I'm not finished here. But what I want to show you as well is that, remember, you don't need to use only English. You can use your first language as well. So please explain that again, but now in Japanese. Japanese is my first language. Okay. Great. So now it's giving me you can ask for bilingual. Now I'm just asking in Japanese, but you can ask for bilingual explanations in English and your first language. So I want you to try to use English as much as possible, of course, especially because you're advanced level, most likely. But using your first language will also help with accuracy. So making sure that you can talk to ChatGPT as accurately as possible and also understand the changes and the advice as accurately as possible. Okay, so definitely use both. Okay, and it doesn't always sound natural, the same in English as well. It's not always 100% natural, but just reading the Japanese here, I think it looks pretty good. Okay, but again, you always want to check with somebody as well, or if possible, you want to check with somebody. Check with your teacher, check with somebody who's a native speaker or something like that. Yeah, it looks okay. Okay, anyway, that's really not that important for you, but just as an example, I'm going to show you one more thing and I think we can end it there. So a lot of students will say, okay, I don't want ChatGPT to do the work for me, and that's fine. It's not necessarily thinking for you. Think of it as an assistant. So I'm going to compose another email, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with my message first, and then I'm going to ask ChatGPT to help me. The first time when I showed it to you, I just described the situation. The second time, I'm going to show you my original message, and then ChatGPT will help me from there. I need to compose another email about a different coworker. We'll call this person Mike. Mike also receives favorable treatment from the principal. So I want to. Oh, actually, to a different. I want to send it to this person. Mike has avoided my questions about the details on an ongoing project, and both in person and through email. I want to send an email asking for clarification, but also to keep a record of this communication so the principal can see it as well. Here's my original message. Okay, I'm gonna keep this one short. Hi, Mike. I wanted to follow up with you about our last conversation regarding the project. You mentioned that the deadline is coming up, but you didn't specify a date. This is the third time. I'm sorry. The end of the school year is approaching, and without a specific deadline, I'm not sure how to prioritize this project. Please let me know when the deadline is. So please give me advice on how to sound professional while also being firm. I will CC the principal on this email. Is that a good idea? Okay, anyway, let's see what it says. Okay, so it says CCing the principal is a good idea if you've already tried to get an answer directly from Mike, you need documentation showing that you made reasonable efforts to clarify, and the project has school-wide or official importance, but not getting the information may cause problems later. Okay, here's a revision. I'm following up on our recent conversation about the project. You mentioned the deadline is approaching, but no specific date was given. As we near the end of the school year, it's important for me to understand the timeline so I can plan accordingly and prioritize this project along with other responsibilities. Could you please confirm the exact deadline? Any other key details that I should be aware of? I want to make sure I'm aligned with expectations and contributing effectively to the project's completion. Thanks in advance for your clarification. Okay, so it's giving me some changes, or it's explaining the changes here. Okay. Oh, this is interesting. I'm CCing the principal, so we're all on the same page as the project moves forward. This is a neutral explanation for the CC, no blame, just transparency. Okay, yes, please explain the email changes in terms of vocabulary, grammar, structure, etc., because I'm also an English learner. And in Japanese as well. Okay, I'm gonna cut this short. Well, I'm gonna cut it off soon. It's about 20 minutes. So anyway, again, I'm getting the Japanese explanation. So assuming that I'm a Japanese speaker, this might help me a little bit more. Okay, it's giving me the structure. Okay, so it's giving me a bilingual explanation here. Great. It's giving me vocabulary in English and Japanese explanations. All right. Grammar and so on. This seems like a lot, but this is definitely how you can use it, not just to help you write emails, but actually help you learn how to write emails, if that makes sense. But as I mentioned before, you can use this for any kind of situation where you need to communicate. It could be with text messages. Maybe you're dating somebody and you want to make sure that you're texting appropriately. Maybe you want to cut something short, make something shorter, make something longer. Maybe you're going to write a speech, you're writing a report for work, you're writing an email to your children's teacher. Any situation where not just written communication, but communication of any kind is necessary, ChatGPT or other LLMs can definitely help you. But I want you to take that extra step and understand why ChatGPT is making those changes or what kind of advice it's giving you. Grammar, vocabulary, structure, tone, cultural information, length, too long, too short, all those things. If you ask ChatGPT to help you with those things, you're going to really maximize your opportunity here. Again, one more time, not just using ChatGPT to help you with something, but to help you learn so that you can do it more independently in the future. Okay, I'm going to stop there.